Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Here on the Fan, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer live in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. There is Gary Ellerson from his spacious place, and Leroy Butler from his as well, with the Christmas tree right by his side, all lit up nice and pretty.
Do you believe
jealous? Jealous. I wanted to put our trees back up, and I was not allowed. So,
man, they got
very
a
jealous
going around. Put your tree back up. I'm trying to stop.
Yes,
that.
Yes. I want to put all four trees back up in our living room. And I was not. I was told I was not allowed to. So, whatever. That's fine. So instead, I'm gonna take the grill out.
I had the box to take it down, and they moved the box. Now I can't find it.
Yep. So instead, I'll just grill out and cook up a bunch of Robert's specialty meats, and that's how I'm gonna celebrate. I can't get my tree. I'm gonna just start grilling outside because it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. All right. If you could see one player in their prime one more time in one game, who would it be? Could be somebody you've never seen, right? It could be, if you're young, maybe it's Michael Jordan. They got that whole series coming up on ESPN. Maybe you've never seen Michael Jordan play. Maybe it's one game of Michael Jordan in his prime. That would be the one person you'd want to see in his prime. Could be that. Could be anything. Could be somebody you have seen play that's retired and you'd like to see play one more time, like Brett Favre, maybe. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, GE. I'll start with you before we get to the calls.
Well, for me, I think probably the most, there's a couple of exciting players I've seen, but probably the most exciting player I've ever seen, the most dominating player I've ever seen, and we just didn't get a chance to see him enough. Let me go with Bo Jackson.
You suck. That's who I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't see enough of Bo Jackson. I mean,
yeah, we did.
We didn't even scratch the surface.
Football
with what
and
this
baseball.
Guy, yeah, what this guy could have become. I mean, he was just, when he was doing it, I mean, you remember when he broke the bat across his leg?
Yep.
I mean, do you remember when he ran on the border like a cat when he was in the outfield up there, ran on top of that mat up there,
yep,
sideways? And then you remember when he took the one down the sideline for about 80, 90 yards against Bosworth and ran up into the tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
And then James Lofton went and chased him and bring him back?
Yep.
To me, it's Bo Jackson, hands down. That guy was just he just had so much talent. He was unbelievable.
He ended up obviously getting hurt with his hip, and that was pretty much the end of him.
That was it.
You go back to like 1990.
Oh, that Bo, Gary, that Bo Knowles commercial was bigger than I Like Mike.
Yes.
Bo Knowles was everywhere.
No doubt. No doubt. So, like, if you go back and look at his baseball numbers, 1989, he was an all-star. A 256 with 32 homers, 105 RBIs, 26 stolen bases, 310 on base, 495 slugging. The next year he came back with the Royals again and had 28 homers, 78 RBIs, only played in 111 games only with 28 homers, 272, 342 on base. I mean, he was legitimate, huge power, and was trying to, you know, figure things out and so forth, but... Yeah, him in baseball and football. I mean, Deion Sanders, you know, same type of guy
Deion
that played
Sanders,
both ways.
But Deion Sanders was the best athlete in American history. That's another level now. Deion Sanders was the best human being to ever be born to play.
Best human being?
Yes. Nobody is never better than Deion in nothing. He was amazing. That was amazing. He's better than Bo Jackson in baseball. He ran track, qualified for the Olympics. Baseball speaks for itself. And he's an entrepreneur. He's a man of God. He's the funniest guy on. That's the only reason why I look at the NFL show to watch him.
Do you want to give us an asterisk on this? And go ahead and say your normal word.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Biased, of course.
Oh, I thought you were going to say allegedly he was the best.
No, it ain't going to allegedly. His disclaimer is, biased, of course.
Yes, that's coming. You know that, girl, you know me. I mean, come on, man. Deion Sanders, true. But Steve, I'm going to tell you about mine. I get goosebumps watching it when I was a little bit younger. I couldn't figure out the game. But Steve, Herschel Walker, when he was at Georgia, I don't think people even realize how good this guy was. This guy was amazing. It's 3rd and 13. They would just toss it to him, and he would score. I would love to see Herschel Walker playing in that in Georgia, man. Just one more game. You know, this guy was truly, truly amazing. Defensive backs never wanted to tackle him. They couldn't catch him. I mean, he only needed one block, and he was gone. I mean, that guy, Herschel Walker, was... Man, I think he was number 34, wasn't he, Gary, at Georgia? Or was he? Now, Gary, you grew up down there.
I ran against him in track.
That he did everything
in high school.
That's the reason why you didn't go to Georgia, right?
Yeah, in high school, because they weren't gonna throw the ball.
Right, because Gary was coming out as a wideout. Remember?
Yeah, and he'll go down as the biggest trade ever, right, Steve, in NFL history, right?
Dumbest trade ever, yeah.
Well, come on, Steve. We're trying to give people a chance.
Leroy. The dumbest trade.
I like your pick with Herschel Walker, but I still think Bo Jackson better than Herschel Walker, because...
I don't disagree with
you. You think Bo Jackson was better than Herschel?
Bo Jackson was better than Herschel, because... Yes.
Ooh, I don't know, dog.
Yeah, man, even close,
I don't know.
Cause.
Bo Jackson...
Wait a minute, dog. But Bo Jackson played in that wishbone, though, dog.
Man, Bo Jackson had just as much power as Herschel Walker, but was faster.
Yes, but fast. I don't know about faster, but Bo had more wiggle. Herschel would just toss it to him. He run over like three jokers. Yep. And he had no real wiggle. You know, he didn't have no wiggle. He had no hips.
No.
But he straight line speed, run over like 6, 7, 8 jokers. But Bo had a little wiggle in his game, like he could do that cutback on you.
Bo got them big old calves, man.
Yeah, but Herschel wasn't doing all that, man. Herschel just wasn't a grown ass man. I mean, Leroy, you do the Olay. You let Herschel get by it, then you try to jump on his back.
All right, let's get to the calls now. 414-799-1250.
You got calls on this?
Oh, plenty. 414-799-1250. Artie and Cudahy, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Oh, hey, guys. I almost dropped the phone at first because I thought Leroy said that Deion was better than Bo Jackson at baseball.
Way better. Way
that's
better.
Crazy. That's not even close to accurate. So,
man, when this epidemic over with, meet me somewhere. We got to have a beer and talk. Well, you have a
You're
beer.
You're
going to
have
some water. No, he have a beer. I have water, but we'll talk about it.
Go ahead, my brother. That's all right. My two answers are, one would be a hometown answer. Jabari Parker, if he never tore his ACL, if he just would have got to play straight out as a Buck, I wonder how that would have changed everything. And my top answer close to my heart, no other than Barry Sanders, greatest running back ever.
Ooh, that's another one.
Thanks.
What's your question, Steve?
Man, you should be here because Plucker's pumping his fist over there by the Barry Sanders.
What's your question, Steve?
If you could see one player in their prime in one more game, who would it be?
Yeah, he said Barry Sanders.
And there's a bunch of people saying Barry Sanders on Twitter. Right. Pete tweets at the fan, Barry Sanders, hands down.
Barry Sanders. The only reason why they want to say Barry Sanders because I'm in a couple of his videos. He cut back on me and hurt my hip, so I don't want to say Barry Sanders.
Yeah, don't hurt your hip, Leroy.
Yeah, I don't want you to hurt anything at this point. I would tend to agree. All right, let's go to BJ in Campbellsport. You're next on the fan. What's up, BJ?
BJ, what's up,
my brother? Guys. It's great to call in. Of course, I don't have a whole lot else to do. You know, but,
yeah.
Well, we appreciate it.
I always listen to you guys, so...
Thanks. But,
thank you. Thank you so much.
For me, I was thinking of so many people came to mind. The first one was like Kareem, but then I thought of a guy from Louisiana State University, Pistol Pete Maravich.
Ooh, and, Pistol Pete!
He was such a disser of the ball.
Yeah,
it was just a no-look pass, but when you think of it, his senior year, he averaged over 44 points a game, and this is before the invention of the three-point line, too. So it is, back then, there wasn't as many games on as there is now, and when you'd have, a guy like him on, or Lou Alcindor, pre-Kareem at UCLA, and those were just marquee games that were always on, and to see a guy like him, it was just... Oh, boy. And he died early, too. He was 40 years old when he died. But he really left it on the court.
Yeah, no question about it. Thanks a lot for the call. Pistol Pete, that's another one. No question about it. All right, so it's your turn to hop aboard here. If you could see one player in their prime one more time, one more game, who would it be? It could be somebody retired. It could be somebody passed away. Doesn't matter. It could be somebody that you've never seen, only heard about. There's a great one on Twitter that I've never seen play and only heard stories about that I think would be pretty cool, too. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. If you're on hold, we'll get to you coming up next. But while our everyday activities have been changed dramatically, serving up healthy and quality food at home for your family is more important than ever. And Robert Specialty Meats is open for business with their regular business hours, fully stocked with all your favorite meats, plus a healthy reminder to use a meat thermometer when cooking ground meat or other meat products, making sure the food you are serving is at the proper temperature while not being overcooked. The weather is gradually warming up, which means an ideal time for grilling up Robert's ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a thick and sweet barbecue sauce and ready in just minutes. You'll also find over 30 types of original sausages and brats, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, which can be served as an entree or side dish with your favorite pasta. That Al Capone Italian sausage, I'm telling you, you put it with some red sauce into one of those slow cookers or whatever, let it go all day, get home, throw it in like a bomber bun, and oh, buddy, it's good. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked B6 or Jerky, the ideal treats. Visit their Facebook page or website, Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com, for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, there is only one place, Robert Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Dan Plucker, here in Hale's Corners in the studios. Out there, Gary Ellerson out amongst the people. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler out amongst the people as well. So we take your calls. If you can see one player in their prime, one more time, one more game, who would it be? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Gary Ellerson said Bo Jackson. That's pretty good there. Leroy Butler said Herschel Walker in college. Like when he played at Georgia. One more game in college for Herschel Walker.
Yeah, not in Minnesota now. The one in college.
Right. Scott, you're next on the Fan with the Wendy's Big Show. Who would it be for you, Scott?
Well, I'm going back probably before all of our times in a guy that I would challenge Deion Sanders for probably the best athlete in the world.
Who?
Jesse Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse Owens didn't play football, though.
Who else can make Hitler get up and leave the stadium?
Yeah, you got a point there.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine
sitting in
that stadium?
Yeah, I got nothing for that, Scott. I think it's
that's
game
a good
over.
One, Scott.
It's game over.
That's a good one, Scott.
Game over, Scott.
I mean, could you imagine sitting in that stadium while he was just obliterating everybody and just looking at Hitler dead in his face like?
Oh, he'll be a meme right now, Scott. He'll be a meme right now, like, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. Scott, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. So Jesse Owens is one. Some of the ones coming in.
Jesse Owens a bad boy.
Coming in. This is from Joey Meyer Bombs on Twitter, tweeting at the Fan. Probably not many left who have actually seen him play, but from the stories my granddad used to tell me, Don Hudson was on another level.
A bad boy. Uncoverable.
Now, did you and Gary, were you guys able to watch old film of Hudson when you were with the Packers?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did. And yeah, and he was amazing. And he was.
Black and white.
He was before his time, obviously.
Oh, my goodness.
But absolutely amazing.
Yeah, so there's one from Joey Meyer Bombs. I got another one here from Jeremy who simply says Sterling Sharp.
Bad boy.
It was another one.
He's
no
the
doubt.
First time I ever heard the word pancake, that normally comes with linemen.
Yes.
Like linemen?
Yep.
He would pancake linebackers.
Oof.
And I mean, whenever I saw him do that on Wilbur Marshall, I said, man, let me talk to you for a minute. What's up, Roy Lee? I said, man, how can you throw linebackers like that? He just like made a muscle. He had these big biceps. He said, that's how I do it. Because he would work out in these Lee Haney outfits, Gary, like these little tights. You know, I walk in there with some Packer-issued shorts, Packer-issued. Oversized shirt, and I'm just going to work out. Sterling in there with these spaghetti stripe thing that just barely cover, you know, his chest. And I mean, just his old ass for out. He had a 9-pack. I mean, this guy was ripped.
Yep. No question.
Yeah, but Sterling, they always thought they were ripped up like that, though, Leroy.
Him and Shannon were bone like that.
Shannon was too, man. You know what kind of scrawn they was.
All right, let's take another one here. Let's go to
Hall of Fame.
No, we can't. Right, not today, especially. Eric, Northwest Side, you're next on the Fan. What's up, Eric?
What's up, Eric?
What's going on, man? Let me tell you something. The one person who I want to see is Eric Dickerson when he played for the Rams.
Yeah, he is good.
That was a bad boy.
Smooth.
That was a bad boy.
Wearing those goggles of his.
Yes, sir.
But Deion Sanders' Jerry curl was better than his, though. I'm keeping it 100. Eric Dickerson was good, man. He was good. That's a good one.
All right, Eric, thanks for the call.
That was a good one.
All right, if you could see one player in their prime one more time, one more game, who would it be for you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Mike did just that. Mickey Mantle. He was my dad's favorite player, and I grew up hearing stories all about him.
I mean, this is all well and good, but we're asking for people who you've seen play. Is that what you're doing or not?
No. Anybody.
No.
Just anybody
you
would.
Yeah, anybody.
Anybody. Anybody that maybe you've never seen. Maybe Babe Ruth. Maybe, you wish you could have seen Babe Ruth play just one time, just how good he was.
Yeah, Babe Ruth smoked a Marlboro 100 right there in the dugout and go hit a home run. Man. Yeah. People like that.
Mark Grace did the same thing, except he'd hit a double for the Cubs. David in Grafton, you're next on 105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show. What's up, David?
My baseball hero when I was a little kid, and I did watch him play, Cameron Hank Aaron.
Oh,
there
buddy.
That's a good one.
He hit for power, he hit for average, and he was a hell of a defensive player.
You know, that's the cool thing.
And he's a great guy.
Right.
Yes.
To boot.
Totally agree. Thanks for the call. That's the other thing
that's
about this.
That's a great one.
Which is something that should probably be looked into here a little bit is we're being able to see some of these old games now. Remember, they just had that old Bucks game on. You got to see Lou Alcindor's first game as a Buck. So for so long, guys that never saw Lou Alcindor play, just weren't going to see him play. And now because you're starting to see some of these old games, like Fox Sports Wisconsin is starting to show some of these old ALCS games and World Series games and games from the 80s on Fox Sports Wisconsin. So those people aren't old enough to remember seeing Robin Yount play or Paul Molitor play or Jimmy Gantner or Gorman Thomas. Those guys, you're going to be able to see all the able to see all those guys on Fox Sports Wisconsin here over the next week or so. Which is a very cool deal.
Yeah, very cool deal.
Yeah, the Packers are doing their legacy thing. I think it started tonight.
And that's on Packers.com. Yeah. Right. You go to Packers.com and they go decade by decade, they say, from as they go along. Right. Okay, let's get the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic from CBS News. We'll come back, take more of your calls and tweets on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, asking you this. If you could see one player in their prime one more time, one more game, who would it be? Gary Ellerson says Bo Jackson. Leroy Butler says Herschel Walker as a college player, like when he played at Georgia. So another college game for Herschel Walker. Don Hudson has been suggested. Barry Sanders suggested. Pistol Pete Maravich has been suggested as well. Sterling Sharp has been brought up. Mickey Mantle has been brought up. Who would it be for you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And I don't know if this is just me or what the deal is, but I've noticed it for the last few months. Like, maybe this is too much information for Gary and Leroy, but I feel bad because Plucker is in here. We're the only ones literally here. But we're separated by a studio, so he's not, like, right next to me. But, man, I'm telling you, Gary and Leroy, in the last 6 months, I swear to God, I stink. Like, I put deodorant on in the morning, and by the time we get to about this time every day, I can smell that I stink. It is horrible.
What kind of deodorant are you using, boss?
Old Spice.
No, see, that's your problem right there.
I've used Old Spice forever.
That's your problem. You're a grown-ass man now. You got to stop using Old Spice.
My dad used Old Spice. What are you talking about?
Your dad's wrong. You got to go with, I go with Secret because.
Isn't that for women? Doesn't women use Secret?
That Secret, that lady speed stick because made for a man.
But strong enough for a woman.
Hold on. Yeah. Roy, you use Secret too?
I have when I was in a pinch, but I try to use that degree because.
No, cause that I'm telling you right now, Steve. That lady speed stick, that secret. That secret, Steve. You ain't had to take a bath for a whole week.
Whole week?
Yeah.
I shower every day. That's not it. It's just like
if you wanted to, you could go a whole week.
Before I could put on deodorant in the morning, I'd be good all day. Now I put on deodorant in the morning by like 4:30. I'm like, damn, I stink.
Yeah. That ain't no good.
Do you use spray? Or do you use roll-on?
Roll-on. I don't like spray.
Yeah, I would use the roll-on.
Because when I used back in the day, I used to use when I was younger, I would use like Right Guard, like the aerosol can spray. Right, like your shirts would get stained and stuff. I was like, no, I'm not doing that anymore.
No, I use that Lady Speed Stick, the Invisible Dry.
I ain't messing with the latest stuff. But you got to use stuff now use that Dove for men last 48 hours.
I'll try that.
Steve, you know who turned me on to the Lady Speed Stick?
Who?
Walter Stanley.
Not surprising.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, totally understand. Makes sense. But as long as it works.
And I never look back because, Steve, I had the same problem you had. I was using all other kinds of stuff. Aqua Velva, Brute by Faber-Jerry. I had all that Old Spice. I was using all that stuff, Steve. That stuff, I'd be funky by the end of the day.
Right. Yeah.
And then when I started using that Lady Speed Stick, because I had no problem. You can go 2-3 days, man, without bathing.
I'm going to try something. It's driving
you can
me
go,
nuts.
Yeah, you can do a workout. You can do a workout. Now, also, two nines about your bathing utensils. I don't know what you use, soap.
What do we use?
That helps too now.
Yeah, no, I would use raw.
Use bar soap?
It's called
use
raw. It's called no body wash. It's called raw sugar. Is what
raw
it's called.
Sugar.
That's what it's called. Yeah,
raw sugar.
Raw sugar. Yep. kind of like Target or wherever, Walmart.
Is that, is that for men or was that?
No, men or women. It's not. It's not one way or the other.
Raw sugar?
Everybody, the whole family uses it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody uses the same stuff.
You use that Dove men care.
All right, I'll try it.
48 hours.
If that doesn't work, I'm going to have to go to the lady side of things.
I'll send you a picture of it, Steve.
All right, yeah, good. Send me a picture.
Steve, I'll send you a picture of the lady's piece.
That's good. That's good. I appreciate it.
You know what? Can we do this tomorrow?
What?
Yeah, we have to.
What deodorant should Sparky use?
Well,
yes,
do you use?
Everybody is staying inside.
All right, fine. All right.
It's hygiene. It's hygiene. We'll do it tomorrow.
Throw that at the top of it.
All right, fine. We'll do it tomorrow. All right. So okay. We'll do that tomorrow. Stay tuned.
Ask Plucker what he uses real quick.
That'll get him to tune in tomorrow. I'm talking about deodorant.
Ask Plucker what he uses. Plucker, a real man.
Degree Men's Day.
He uses Degree, too.
Degree, man. I'm telling you, it lasts a long time.
You know how Plucker threw in Men's Stick. Real. Nice at you, Gary.
What you use, Steve, again?
Old Spice.
Hey, Leroy, what you use?
I use Dove Men Care.
Okay.
All right. Let's get back to the sports topic. We'll talk more about deodorant tomorrow. That'll make you tune in. Hey, the question is this. If you could see one player in their prime, one more time, one more game, who would it be? Kurt and Racine. You're next on The Fan. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, boys. Hey, first off, thoughts and prayers out to Billy. I mean,
agreed.
He did a great job.
Yes, he did.
But get back on topic, it would be Tony Dorsett.
Yeah.
Bad boy.
You know, you remember Tony Dorsett? Bad boy. 99 yards on the goal line.
Yeah. I still remember, I mean, every time I'm watching Monday Night Football, I still remember that 99-yard run from the goal line.
Yeah.
Tony Dorsett.
Who was that, Steve? Who did just call?
That was good. That was Kurt and Racine.
Oh, okay.
That was a good one. Yeah. I thought he was going to say Walter Payton, and I say, he went to Tony Dorsett. But Tony Dorsett was a bad boy. He was amazing. I mean, he was one of my, I was on my team growing up. I mean, so yeah, that'd be a good one.
All right, let's go to the next call. Let's go to Larry in Mount Pleasant. You're next on 105.7 FM. From one cowboy to another, I think. What's up, Larry?
We Roger the Dodger Staubach. He's an amazing quarterback.
Leroy, wasn't that your guy growing up, Roger Staubach?
Yes, it was. When I got to the Hall of Fame, Steve, and I saw him getting out of the car, I wanted to put down my jacket and let him walk
on it.
Like the shivery days, and I say, I got to
What kind of days?
Come on. The shivery days. You remember that days, man. When you was nice to everybody. One no hate. Everybody was nice to everybody. Yeah, he was just the truth. And I'm going to tell you, I got to say this. It'll make me feel better. It'll be
good.
Some therapy.
Okay. Go ahead.
He threw that pass to Jackie Smith against Pittsburgh in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he dropped it. Steve, I ran downstairs to my mom. I say, I'm done. I quit. I don't never want to watch sports no more because they cheating. I don't like it. And she hugged me. She says, baby, that's sports. Sometimes it just don't work in your favor. I said, he's wide open, Mom. He got to catch the ball. He got the best quarterback. She said, again, sports is like that. Sometimes you make a shot. Sometimes you miss it. And I ain't never cried that hard in my life. That was in the Super Bowl, Steve. That one hurt me, man. It hurt me. So, yeah, Roger Staubach to me, man, was unbelievable.
Like, back in those days, I'm going to say something that's probably not going to be very popular. Back in those days, man, you weren't making a whole bunch of money. Bookies were running rampant and all that other stuff that was going on. You just don't know back in the day. Now, nobody's buying anybody off making millions and millions of dollars. Like, that's just not happening. But back in the day when you were having to find a job, like, those 60s Packers were working, some of those guys were working other jobs. I mean, it wasn't just the Packers.
Yeah, but they're not going to jeopardize going to jail, though.
But, man, you had guys gambling on games. You had Alex Karras gambling. Hornig was gambling. Yeah. And I
Remember
doubt they were
Tulane?
The only, and I doubt they were the
Tulane?
Only two guys. I seriously doubt they were the only two.
Oh,
they were
know.
Probably the only
Come
two
on.
That got caught. But right. Yeah.
You're right about that, but it ain't worth going to jail for that. Man, it's just the integrity of the game. And I don't mean I know you're not implying he meant to drop
it. Not at all. But I'm just saying back in the day anything was possible.
It makes you think like if a guy, said, can you let this score get like this? Will you do this? And you get caught, man. It's a wrap.
I got some more tweets coming in. Brian tweets at The Fan. Deion Sanders, both baseball and football.
Amazing.
Prime time.
I bet you Deion Sanders would have won a gold medal in swimming.
All right, now
if he wanted to do it.
I love all your Deion Sanders love. I called up some Deion Sanders stats just to see what this is really all about. Because I remember watching him play, but I don't remember me ever going, "Oh my God, he's a Hall of Famer necessarily."
Impact.
He hit his best year was 1992. He played in 97 games. Remember, he never played a full 163 because he had football.
He had
304 that year, 346 on base, 495 slugging, led the league with 14 triples in just 97 games, folks. Eight homers, 28 RBIs, 26 stolen bases in just 97 games. Fast forward to 1994, hit 283, 342 on base, had 38 stolen bases, was throwing out more than anybody in baseball with 16 caught stealings that year.
Why you gotta bring that up, Steve?
Because it's in bold face. If it's in bold face, that means you led the league in that stat category on Baseball Reference.
Yeah, but you don't have to read it. Helps my argument. I think he won a championship with Atlanta, though. I think he won a championship.
But I don't believe he was ever an All-Star. So
no, who cares about that? That's
I'm just saying Bo Jackson was an All-Star. Matt in Tulsa, you're next on the fan. Just saying. What's up, Matt?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good.
Hey, Matt.
Hey,
buddy. Hey.
Jim Thorpe.
Yeah.
Jim Thorpe.
That's who T-Buck was going to be just like. Remember that? Terrell Buckley. That would be Jim Thorpe.
Yep.
Jim Thorpe was the truth. That's a good one.
Terrell Buckley was not. All right, Matt, thanks for the call. So Jim Thorpe is one. Let's see here. Go to Chuck on the north side. You're next on the fan.
Great topic, guys. We need it.
Yes.
Hey, my runner-up is Leroy because I was at that Atlanta game, your last game, Leroy. Would love to see you back for one more.
That would be awesome.
We miss you. Number one, Joe Namath, Super Bowl III, would have loved to have
been alive.
Big, before his knees got messed up, that would have been something.
Yeah. That would have been with the fur coat. Andy guaranteed victory.
That was fun. But Leroy, we missed you. That Atlanta game, some guy committed like two unsportsmanlike conduct. We were mad at him, but then we were sad hearing the news there. So. We'd love to see you back, brother.
Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it,
All right, brother.
All right, thanks for the call. There's another one.
Now, you know, he was to trash talk the defense, though, Steve and Gary. Joe Namath, you the point to these boys. Said, man, I'm a
Joe Willie.
Hang on. I mean, this guy, you just wanted to rip his head off and just, he was just good. Sometimes guys are just good. I mean, sometimes guys just can't get to him, man. This guy was truly amazing, man. He was amazing.
Yeah, no question about it. He was truly amazing. You know, when we start talking about these guys from the past that you wish you could see again, nobody brought up really any NBA players other than Pistol Pete. That was really the only guy that was really brought up. And I'll say a name that I didn't really root for him when I was a kid.
I did say Kareem.
But I can appreciate how good he was. Ricky Henderson was a bad boy when he played, man. Leadoff hitter, have some power, steal a bunch of bases for Ricky the A's Henderson. Back in the day. Ricky Henderson was good.
He used to tell people I'm going to steal.
Yep. Absolutely. man.
He just say I'm going to steal. It was just it. My Vince Coleman's my guy. I grew up with
Cardinals.
Him.
Yep.
Vince Coleman used to swipe a bag too. Now that was my guy.
My guy was a Wizard of Oz. Now that was my guy.
Yeah, he was a bad boy too. Yeah.
Now that would get them. That who's
Ozzie Smith with a backflip.
Yeah, cause
that's another one.
That was the one.
Yeah,
those are all good ones. All right, so we can bring this back in Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane.
Bring it back
coming up.
Oh, we have to. We have
5 o'clock. Also, don't forget Share a Little Sunshine. Brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind. Email us your positive story that you may have had, whether it be something that happened at the grocery store, something that happened with inside your family, a cute moment from one of your kids or your dog. Doesn't matter. Just something that'll put a smile on people's faces. Leroy said he's got one ready to go at 5:35 as well. Email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh on the fan, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, as well as Leroy Butler hanging out. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane coming up at 5 o'clock. Plus, we'll talk with a person from Jerry's Old Town. as the fan does takeout, talking takeout, coming up at 5:45 or somewhere in that area. We're always late, so maybe be closer to 5:50. We'll see how it goes. Jerry's Old Town, tell us the restaurant and carry out and delivery specials they have at Jerry's Old Town, coming up again at about 5:45 or so, about 1 hour from right now. All right, so earlier in the show, we had Matt Manajerian on earlier in the show, and he is a guy that is with Sports Info Solutions and puts out a great draft guide as well. And this is how it went down earlier today.
It's time for the Chevy Drive Home Moment of the Big Show.
How do you view Zach Bond in this draft?
I don't think people realize how good a pass rusher Zach Bond is. You know, he's not your prototypical kind of edge. This is a different kind of looking player when you stack things up. But when you look in terms of the total value metrics that we were talking about, we had him as our top-ranked edge in terms of run defense total points, and we had him up there. He's number six in terms of his pass rush total points amongst edges. So, no, he's not Chase Young. He's not an Epinesa-type rusher, but he's somebody that had a lot of production out there, brings some versatility. You could see the Belichicks of the world getting excited about using a player like this that can kind of make plays at all levels of the football field. Not the prime number one top athlete that we're talking about, an edge bender like that, but somebody that I just think has so much versatility and has been nothing but a good football player throughout his career.
Your drive home today on The Fan was driven by WisconsinDrivesChevy.com.
All right, there it is. Thanks a lot to Chevy, being a sponsor on the show. Appreciate it so much. Matt Manajerian, you can go to Amazon. You can get his draft guide there with Sports Info Solutions. Coming up, we were going to play Ernie Johnson back in this last half hour at 4:30. Ernie Johnson, of course, of NBA's TNT, and of course, Wisconsin native. He was on the Bill Michaels network earlier today. Instead, we're going to play that back after we do Share a Little Sunshine coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. So right around 5:35, 5:40 or so, we will play that back for you so you can hear what Ernie Johnson had to say. You know, of everything that people miss, do you think, Leroy, there's a bunch of people missing Shaq and Charles Barkley and Ernie Johnson and watching NBA on TNT and listening to those fools talk after NBA games?
Yeah, they got a big following. Huge. Yes, absolutely. You got to miss Shaq and Barkley disagreeing. I think me and Gary disagreeing is a lot better because I was just a little bit more civil and it's funny. Sometimes they get a little personal, and I think that's what people like. I'm a big Shaq guy. So I follow him on TikTok, and I follow him on Instagram. He's been dancing with his kids and having fun. He was DJing for his kids. But, you know, him and Ernie and Kenny, those guys had a big, huge following. And this is rat when you're following these guys going into the playoffs. And it's just whenever they would talk about two things would spark my interest. Obviously, the Lakers and the Bucks.
Sure.
And you just love that, man. Anytime you have that Bucks logo up while they're talking, it's just a huge following. And now you really can't do it. You could do it, but it's not the same because they're not covering games. That's why people like, you know, our show, because we still get a chance to, you know, bring kind of the same rhetoric and have fun with it and talk sports along with real life stuff. So I think people really do miss shows like that, especially when it's on people like the prime time, time like 7 or 8 or 9 or after halftime of games. That's when people just jump in to kind of watch the highlights. I bet people really miss that.
Gary, you miss it? Gary?
I miss everything, yeah.
You miss everything?
I miss everything. I mean, Gary. Come on, cuz. This whole thing, man. Got you all messed up. I mean, like, okay, so I'm binge watching. I'm binge watching all these Netflix things. Sometimes it get monotonous. You know what I mean? I don't know how many more times you can do it. It's just crazy.
Oh, just keep doing it. Just keep watching Tiger King. You'll be fine.
I haven't even started watching Tiger King yet.
Oh, well.
Right now I'm on All American and still Ozark, and I'm still not.
Ozark is the bomb.
That. Yeah, Ozark is pretty good. They even got a game within a game on Ozark. Yeah, Steve, that'd be another one you and your girl could watch, too, if you like. I don't think they have Netflix to watch that either.
See, I went back on YouTube and watched some of the disagreements and arguments that Shaq and Barkley have, and it was funny. But I'm a big Shannon Sharp guy. I really miss them guys, and they go at it. But, you know, I miss some of these shows because, you know what, though, Steve? A lot of these national shows steal a lot of our stuff. You ever noticed that?
Yep.
They steal a lot of our stuff?
Leroy, you say everybody listens to us, so, I mean, I get it.
They do. We just don't get to promote it. What you talking about?
Hey, I just realized something. We screwed up.
What you realize?
In what's our that? Little show planning meeting or whatever.
Because we
were supposed to do something today, and I forgot. We were supposed.
With Gilbert?
Yes, that was supposed to be today. You were supposed to tell us who your top five quarterbacks of all time were, and then what the new challenge was. Gilbert.
Today was a different
so
day, though,
so we're going to have to do this tomorrow then.
We'll do it because he's a big fan of Baby Talso, and I told him he wasn't real happy.
So we'll do this tomorrow. So your top five quarterbacks of all time, Leroy, tomorrow.
Yep.
And then we'll sort it out amongst everybody else, if everybody else agrees with you going forward. And then we'll find out what the new challenge top five is that you have for Gilbert Brown. And I think that could be good. Maybe we get Gilbert on tomorrow. That could be fun, too. Okay, so take a quick timeout. Come back other side. Great Lakes, Dragaway, Pick a Lane, the top three topics of today's Wendy's Big Show, up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.